ABC News.
Tim Wharton with the latest ABC International News. The United Nations says it fears that thousands of displaced families in the Gaza Strip will be exposed to harsh weather as the rainy season gets underway. UN spokesperson Stephane Dujarric says they are doing their best to hand out tents, blankets and tarps, but Israeli restrictions mean much of the materials are stuck outside Gaza. US President Donald Trump says he plans to call the UK Prime Minister this weekend to discuss the BBC. Mr. Trump says he plans to sue the broadcaster for at least $1 billion after it rejected his demands for compensation over a documentary edit of a speech he gave on January the 6th, 2021. The BBC apologised for the clip and its panorama documentary, admitting it mistakenly implied he'd called for violent action on the day of the Capitol riots, but argued there was no basis for a defamation case. But Mr. Trump insists he'll take legal action next week. Meanwhile, the US president says he hasn't considered a pardon for the co-conspirator of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. The US Justice Department has agreed to Mr. Trump's demands to investigate Mr. Epstein's ties with former President Bill Clinton and other prominent Democrats. The move comes 2 days after a congressional committee released thousands of documents that raise new questions about Mr. Trump's relationship with Epstein. And the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the M23 rebel group have signed a framework agreement for a peace deal aimed at ending fighting in the east of the country. The agreement was signed between representatives from both sides in a ceremony at Qatari capital, Doha. That's the latest ABC News. I'm Tim Wharton.